This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
We all know the name Shakespeare, and you've probably seen a play or two over the years. Well, there's a new classic in town. It's a 90s pop rock-inspired adaptation of Much Ado About Nothing from the Australian Shakespeare Company, and will play from December 17 through to February 4 at the Royal Botanic Gardens in Victoria. Sid Brisbane will be playing the role of Antonio and joins us now. Sid, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hey, hello. Thanks for having me.
Sid, before we get into the show specifically, what do you think it is about Shakespeare that has stood the test of time?
Look, I think it's the quality of the writing and that the themes are still relevant today. And, you know, that it's fun, but it's got everything. It's got tragedy, it's got comedy, and yeah, and the writing is just brilliant.
Absolutely. Sid, this Much Ado About Nothing adaptation sounds really interesting. It sounds like there's a new take. What can we expect from this version?
Oh, look, you can expect a lot of laughs, a lot of fun, a rollicking good time. But there's also a very Bond-like arch villain. Everyone loves a villain. And, you know, so our play is set in the classic original, Benedict is returning from war with his soldiers. But in our version, he's returning from a world tour with his band, Benedict and the Love Gods. And he gets back to Messina, and Beatrice is there. She's also got a band called Beatrice and the Babes of Disdain. So we have a lot of sort of classic 90s rock songs. All the music's written by Paul Norton, who's the long-term musical collaborator with Glenn Elston. And but we also have ballads and a bit of country. There's a line dance. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Sid, is it Much Ado About Nothing the sort of play that people can go to if they're not into Shakespeare? Is it a good one to see?
Absolutely it is. Yeah, it's a real one for every age group, really, right from kids right to grandparents. To everybody, it really appeal this one, absolutely. And Sid, it's a very, very easy plot to follow, this one.
That's good. That's what you need. I think sometimes Shakespeare can be a little bit, I guess, daunting for people, and it's nice to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we try and pride ourselves on, that we make it accessible for everybody.
Sid, you're playing Antonio, right?
Yeah, that's great, yes.
What's it been like learning that role, and have you been enjoying it? What's he like?
Yeah, he's terrific. Antonio is the brother of Leonardo. In our version, we've gender swapped Leonardo and we've made Leonardo. So he's the brother of Leonardo.
Okay.
And he also serves as the friar. So he's a celebrant. So he's the person that is in charge of conducting the marriage ceremony in the play. It's been terrific. It's been there's so much, there's also sort of a bit of tragedy in this one as well. So it's really terrific. My big difficult task has been learning the line dance. I'm not the most coordinated dancer, so that's still a work in progress, and we open Saturday night.
Okay, well.
It's brilliant to be outdoors under the stars. You know, you can bring a picnic blanket. Also, you know, we hire out little chairs if you haven't got a little chair, and you know, on a warm summer's night, it's really brilliant. But if it's raining, or if it's too cold, or if something else comes up, you've booked your ticket, you can just go online to the website and you can change the tickets yourself.
Oh, great.
You don't even have to call the office anymore. You can just change the tickets on your own just by going on to the Australian Shakespeare website.
I love the fact that you can get out and do these things as, you know, summer's here and you see them all out, Botanic Gardens all over the place. We are chatting to actor Sid Brisbane, who plays Antonio in Shakespeare Australia's latest production of Much Ado About Nothing, about the season set to take place under the stars. Sid, is the vernacular Old English or is it modern in the history?
No, we have stuck true to the original text.
Oh, okay.
But it's very easy to follow and understand. So that's what rehearsals are all about, to make it clear and accessible to the audience. So so that's what our task is, and that's what we've been doing.
Fantastic. It sounds like an awesome show. And of course, being in Melbourne, I think the idea of being able to be flexible with your show dates is so important because it's outside, like you said, so anything could happen.
That's right. You know, you're at the mercy of the weather. So sometimes you can have a beautiful warm night, and then sometimes out of nowhere it can rain, or it can be really cold, or something can come up, you know, for you. And that's why it's really great now that we're able to just go online and change the tickets ourselves whenever we want.
So the show opens this weekend. Sid, thank you so much for taking the time to share it with us on Joy Drive today.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. That's Sid Brisbane, who plays Antonio in the Australian Shakespeare Company's new production of Much Ado About Nothing on December the 17th through to February 4 at the Royal Botanic Gardens. And for more info, head to shakespeareaustralia.com.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.